Code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. You were about to make a point, and I'd like you to pick that up right there where you left off.
Okay, so Bastiat says, we got to work. Quoting Bastiat, man can live and satisfy his wants only by ceaseless labor. We see that. I mean, we understand the four factors of production, labor, natural resources, capital management. You have to work. Okay, that we understand. But there's a fatal tendency of mankind, and that is we want to take the easiest route to satisfy ourselves. And what he says is plunder, whether legal or illegal, in other words, if it's easier for me to steal than it is for me to work, because I'm a kind of a sinner, I might go ahead and steal instead of working. And that's a fatal tendency. If somebody's going to give you something for what you think free, you'll take it for free instead of working for it. So, in civil society, Bastiat says, and this is true, this is obviously true, plunder, that's what he's called stealing, or plunder, must be made more painful or dangerous than labor. Okay, so we have laws against stealing. You can't bust into a store and steal. And if you don't make stealing more painful, the punishment for stealing more painful than working, people are going to steal. Hence, out in Los Angeles, when they started basically saying, we're not going to arrest you or prosecute you if you steal less than $500, well, you might just go to steal. That's a fatal tendency of mankind. We have this love of ourselves, and hey, I'll steal. No price to be have to be paid for that. So the law, we have government. The purpose of law is the power of collective force to stop this fatal tendency to plunder instead of to work. We got to have laws that, you know, that you can't steal, you can't plunder. However, but what happens is this. When government joins in to take from the person who worked to give it to somebody who didn't work, basically the government now, instead of forbidding stealing, is participating in plunder. That's the way it is. So we see government doing things. And France was leaning way left even back here. I mean, they kept moving more and more to socialism. And he could see that. So now we've got power now. Let's say the Republicans, we got power. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to start taking back what was taken from us. And Bastiat says this, you either stop legal plunder, we may either stop legal plunder, or we can join in it, or participate in it. Well, this class of people has got this benefit from the government, and these people get this benefit from the government, and everybody wants a piece of the proverbial pie. Instead of saying, let's back up, let's not join in legal plunder. Let's stop it. Now, I get this. We were talking about RFK, and I don't know. I'm just not excited about banning more things. And you can't do this. You can't drink that. This is too sweet. I don't mind you warning me. Hey, you're overweight. Don't eat so much sugar. But you know, if I want an extra piece of pie, then that's my risk to take.
Sure.
Or whatever. So we have to be careful that we don't want to join in on it. Now here's the problem we've got now, which makes reforming our government or reducing the bureaucracy so difficult, is that once a benefit has been rendered to a person, excuse me, Social Security. I know a lot of our listeners are on Social Security. I'm old enough. Hey, I had to take this ridiculous test this morning because I'm on Medicare.
And, right.
They ask me, you know, can you get dressed by yourself? And so on and so forth.
Right.
I get it. But you say, well, there's this whole idea now that, hey, I have a right to my Medicare. I have a right to my food stamps. I have a right to free this and I free that and this benefit and that benefit. And once you've received it for so long, you start to think of it as a right. And nobody's going to take this away from me. It's my rights. So we've gotten so off the ball here and off our thinking. And Bastiat says this: there is in us a strong disposition to believe that anything lawful is also legitimate. I'm getting this, therefore it must be right. Or the state has passed a law that says this. Well, it must be right. Listen, we can have some bad laws. There are some bad laws, and we got to get away from the notion. We got to reduce government. We've got to. Here's a fundamental principle that Rusty Chatfield came up with. I didn't get this from Bastiat, but people work hardest when they work for themselves. And that goes along with the Bible. He that laboreth must labor for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. You work hardest when you work for yourself, to feed yourself or to advance and get some wealth and get a second house maybe or a cottage or whatever. And I'm not saying that possessions are all what we live our lives for. But I do know that individual responsibility and individual reward for your work is what motivates people. Unfortunately, people too often are like rivers. They follow the paths of least resistance. This is such a tall task, though. When you start reducing size of government and reducing this benefit, somebody is going to squawk and squawk loud. That's just the nature of things. That's just the nature of things. We're going to try to make some progress here, but I've seen other presidents come and say, "Oh, I'm going to reduce the size of government." Now we got Elon Musk and Vivek that are going to do all this.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah, there you go. That name I can never recall. But anyway, they're going to do this. Okay, I hope so. I'm just telling you, just like the doctor I just talked to. Boy, RFK is going to get a lot of pushback on this. This is going to be a royal squabble because the powers that be, they've been entrenched, and it's hard to get them. It's hard to get them out of their entrenchment. Okay.
Well, but you have to understand, Donald Trump failed. In his eyes, because I understand Donald Trump. I understand how he thinks. I read his books. I know how the man thinks. He looked back at 45 as basically a failure. Couple of points. He listened to the Washington insiders who advised him, and the RNC who helped him get elected, Reince Priebus, was very influential in his cabinet selection. Jeff Sessions for the Attorney General, listening to Fauci when it came to COVID. He, in his eyes, during the last 4 years of Biden-Harris, has had time to reflect on his presidency. And he said, and has said, at his rallies, you heard him if you went down to Traverse City, other rallies across the country, this term is going to be different. The reason it's going to be different is because he learned from his failures, his mistakes in the first 4 years. He understands how quickly the 4 years go by. He understands exactly the appointments had to be radical, outside of the box, if he's going to make any changes. Ratcliffe, director of the CIA, Mike Huckabee, ambassador to Israel, okay, Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democrat, now going to be National Intelligence Director, Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Robert F. Kennedy, Matt Gaetz, his Attorney General. I mean, if you look at these cabinet selections that hopefully the Senate will approve, because they only have advising consent, they really can't stop what the president wants. This is a completely different presidency. Here, it's opening day, Rusty. It's November 15th. The guy got elected on November 5th, actually called on early 2:20 in the morning on November 6th, 9 days into this thing, and he's already got almost every single one of his cabinet positions filled. I mean, this is a different Donald Trump. He's motivated, okay, and he understands 4 years go by really quickly.
All I'm saying, Randy, is the empire will strike back.
You bet they will.
They're going to strike back.
Well, guess what? You know what? It's about time. We have got to have this political fight. It has got to happen. You bet they're going to strike back. They're going to try to strike back with everything they got. But you know what? Donald Trump and J.D. Vance has the American people. He won the majority of the popular vote. Okay, the majority of Americans...
They don't care. They may give lip service to that. They don't care. Listen, the bureaucracy is entrenched. It's been in the making for 90 years.
Yes, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. And it has got to be torn apart.
I'm for stopping it. But I'm telling you, there's doctors, and these people aren't even bad people. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm saying they're entrenched. They
sure
think that their way is the right way. There are...
First of all, their God complex, okay, over COVID. This is personal. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. I haven't, and Vicky hasn't taken the vaccine. Okay, have you taken the vaccine?
No.
Okay, you know what? People who have taken it, and I've got quite a few of the listeners to this show, and friends, family members, that are starting to have reactions, I believe, to that vaccine. Cancers, heart problems, issues, all kinds of things are happening now. And I ask them point blank, did you take the COVID vaccine? Yes, I did. And it's ironic. Every single one of them have taken it. When I'm calling us the pure bloods, we haven't taken it. We're not having those issues.
Okay. I mean, and I'll just tell you this, and you'll remember this. I had COVID. I did not feel well for a week. I just did not feel well at all.
Yep.
And you and I were talking, and you sent me some of that.
I did. Yep.
And my wife rubbed it on my chest and my back, and I felt better in a day. And now, maybe you were just going to get over it anyway. And
nope.
All coincidence. I don't know. But I'm telling you, I felt bad, and then I felt good.
Exactly.
Sorry, that's the way it is.
Yep. Final segment of today's discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Text message came in during the break, Pastor Jetfield. Brad up in Sheboygan says, because we are so entrenched in these bureaucracies and this machine, so let's not even try? That's what I'm hearing. Really?
No, of course not. Of course not. No, we're going to try. I'm just saying, you think this is going to be easy? Not going to be easy.
No.
These bureaucrats are...
It's going to be a fight.
It's going to be, and we're going to fight nice. But we're not talking about violence here. But we're gonna that's the way it is. Of course we're gonna do this, and I hope it works. But I'm just trying to put a little reality into this. This is gonna be a deal. And a couple more thoughts, and then I'll close this. Socialism is seductive. Oh, you're gonna money for the government to help this group, then that group, and next thing you know, everybody's on the government dole. We have to pull back from that. It is difficult. It's a difficult thing to do. See, when it comes to legal plunder or socialism, here's our options: the few plunder the many, everybody plunders everybody, or nobody plunders anybody. We want to get to freedom where nobody plunders anybody. And another idea here is that he points out, he said, well, you don't want to help people. When I said, okay, we have a poverty problem, or we have any problem, what are we going to do about it? If I say, what are we going to do about it? I'm talking about individual citizens or a church or a group of people that try to help people.
Yeah.
But the left always thinks government. They always, when they say we, it's always government, government, government.
Government needs to do something about this.
Yeah, yes. It's always government. And I say, no, it's not always government. Government, you have to step back. But that's difficult because socialism is seductive. It is the way it is. And we're going to keep working at it. And one last thought, then I'll quit, because there's a lot more. Our goal as conservatives is to prevent injustice from reigning. careful now. It's not to have justice reign, because we live in a fallen, sinful world. No, justice will never reign. We just want to prevent injustice from reigning. We're conservatives. What we're looking for, as Kirk says, we just want Russell Kirk says, we just want a reasonably ordered society with freedom. Reasonably ordered, not perfect. Because as you shoot for perfection, you not only don't you get perfection, you skip good. Let's pull back on the reins of government and go back to our founding principles and make it reasonably good. That's what we want. That's what we want. That's what Absolutely. We want. So there you go. I'll quit there.
Well, the point, I think, is well taken. This was written basically the law back in 1850.
Correct.
And isn't this pamphlet that he wrote, wasn't this after he came and visited America?
No. I think you're thinking of Alexis de Tocqueville.
Oh, that's right. Okay. You're right. Yes. Okay.
But he loved America. I mean, he liked America.
Yeah.
The only thing that Bastiat said about America is that he didn't like protective tariffs. We didn't have enough time to talk about it. But
Well, here's the point. I think the bottom line is, I think the American people got a taste of socialism. They got a taste of COVID. They got a taste of lockdowns. They got a taste of being able to buy certain things in stores when other aisles were blocked off. I'm talking in Michigan. I know it happened in other states too, but Michigan. I love Michigan. I only care about Michigan. I want to fix Michigan. I don't care about the rest of the country, even though we're part of it. We had to deal with a national election. I get it. I'm vetting right now hard governor candidates for 2026. Kevin Rinke and I have already talked. Perry Johnson and I have already talked. Another gentleman, I'm not going to mention his name, has no money. We've already talked. The point of the matter is this. Can people, as a society, as an entire society, black people, black men and women, Latinas, Asian folks, the numbers all went up. They didn't even try to cheat in this election for Kamala Harris. The numbers were so overwhelming. Donald Trump's edict of too big to rig at his rallies came true because the American people got a taste of socialism leading toward, I believe, communism. They got a taste of it. They saw what happened to the economy. They saw what happened to the prices of energy, gasoline, electricity, food, et cetera, et cetera. They said, you know what? We don't like that. That's why Trump and J.D. Vance, who I believe will be the next president for 8 years after Donald Trump, because they're going to start tearing apart this swamp. And the resistance, the fight that's going to take place, they're the people that are going to do it for us. And I believe the American people have this back.
Hope you're right. Amen. A good percentage do.
Yes, sir. What are you going to talk about on Sunday at church?
I'm not sure yet. I knew you were going to ask me that.
Oh, you know.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to drill you every Friday because people are texting me, what Bible verse do I need to be open to? And I'm like, if I can't get it out of you on Friday, how can they have their Bibles ready to go?
Well, have your Bible on your lap, and I'll announce it. There you go.
You announce it. And then keep talking. Don't give dead air while you're turning your pages in the Bible.
I know. I try to tell you. Yes, I'm trying. Yes, I'm trying.
All right. Those sticky notes you use more of them.
Okay. All right.
All right, sir. God bless you, man. Thank you.
God bless you. Yep.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755. 534-0755.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith.